Parenting and Parents on 702.
Parenting and Parents time. We actually kicked off the conversation last week sharing an audio clip which inspired the conversation from TikTok by user at JessKA, who was speaking around this man who raised her, her stepfather, who then said to her, listen, I stayed as long as I could with your mom. I wanted you to be done with school. And now it is over between us. But she speaks about how, okay, cool. If you meet someone new that you didn't know, I'm in your life, I'm your child. This man disappeared. And she admits as an adult, he didn't adopt me. He's not my real dad, but I miss him. And I thought it would be great to just have a conversation around the amazing step parents that step into people's lives and make the kind of changes and impacts that they do, but also look at those dynamics of what happens now when the relationship ends. And Jabu is back to chat to us. Jabu Zwane, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, Lebohile. How are you? I'm doing very well, thank you.
I am good. And I'm so excited about this conversation because subsequent to us last chatting 2 weeks ago, or a week ago rather, we ended up having a conversation with our colleague Mo Flavor, who shared the story of the dad he knew is the man that raised him, his stepdad. We had Lindam Toba in studio also crediting to say, you know, she would see her biological father buying bread. He lived 5 minutes away, but the man who raised her is her stepfather. And again, I want to emphasize that these relationships can be so beautiful. But I wanted to ask you, Jabu, before we kick off the conversation, I was trying not to laugh because of how the person put the conversation out. But this guy put a video out saying, you know, I'm the stepdad and I come home to my child playing video games with her biological father. And like, this guy hasn't been there and he's now being protective, wanting to be like, what are you doing with my child? And I wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, wow, that's a tricky one. That's a very tricky one. Because number one, it probably may be bordering on rules in the home. Because the thing about it is this, the challenge with co-parenting with the biological father is that there's an order and harmony that you're trying to maintain in the home as the head of the household and the rules that need to be observed by everybody in that home. And then, of course, there's the fact of connecting with the biological father at the very same time, regardless of whether or not he's been around. I think that's besides the point. Ultimately, you want your every child to have as close ties as possible to the biological parent because that bond is divine. I mean, you cannot break that and every child needs that. So I think I'd be very interested to know what was really the issue. Was it the issue of some rules being broken in the home as far as trying to maintain order and harmony in the home and sort of the principles that he's trying to instill with the with his child? Or is it a factor of feeling like, oh my goodness, I can never have what he has with the biological child? That would be very interesting. With the biological father, I'm sorry.
Yes. So let's look at the reality of, if Relebohile and Jabu are married, or rather, we have a child together, right? And then yes. I meet Manga. Manga and I get married. Now, the child is having full custody with me, and you, Jabu, get to see our child every second weekend and on holidays. My husband is now man of the household. And he's the one that ultimately is doing the day-to-day parenting. As you know, reiterated in our last conversation that when you, it's not about step anything, you are choosing to be a parent. Now, how does one manage those dynamics, especially if the co-parenting is not amazing? Because this man is also in a position to want to bring order into his household. But the other man, being you, can say, but that's still my child. I'll use a simple example. We have allocated times and dates for visitation. When are you just decide one day to pick up the child from school? Now I'm there waiting, and or the stepdad is waiting, and we don't know that dad picked up the child from school, and now later we see the child at home. And it's easy to be like, how, but it's the father, he should be able to do that. And I this goes around the conversation of boundaries, but what voice does that step parent have? Because he also has a say in some respects.
I mean, with every parenting, the child is always the center and the most valuable component of that. The question that one has to answer as a parent is that, what are we trying to do for our child? We want to try to nurture them, keep them safe, teach them some lessons so they can be a functional adult. So the question is, if the biological parent just feels like at any time they feel like they can come and pick up the child without other parents who are a crucial part of keeping the child safe, teaching them some lessons and ensuring that they're a functional adult in the future, you know, what does that teach a child? The fact of the matter is that it's the child is unsafe. If we need to be able to act based on anything that is unusual with the perception or probability that our child may be in danger. Mm-hmm. And I think that the biological parent has to have the humility to understand that it is not about their ego and about the threat to their biological child, but it is about, again, the safety of the child, the environment within which the child's being raised, and the lessons that the child needs to learn for the future when they're much older. Mm. And of course, the power that all the parents involved have to exercise, you know, to call the police, to act immediately if the child is in danger. So egos have to be put aside and the child's interests have to be put before everything else.
So here is scenario number two, and I love what you said, that everything has to be centered around the interests of the child. But we know that it is a sensitive subject because, on the one hand, biological dad might fully want to be present, but it's within the confines of what's going on, knowing, and painfully so, that there's another man actually actively influencing and raising their child. So here is another scenario. Let's say me and my husband, Manga, we have said no to our child getting a smartphone. Our child then, as in that stepdad, our child then goes to visit you, biological dad, and you are going to be hero because you haven't seen your child in 2 weeks. You buy the smartphone. Now come time for the child to come home, and mom and stepdad want to say nope. But it can look like you're robbing the dad an opportunity from being a dad. How does one navigate situations like that?
Sure. Very common one, quite challenging. Look, ultimately, the ideal relationship between co-parents is that of negotiation and that of at least agreeing on some common principles as far as raising the child is concerned. So it's very difficult to deny the biological parents.
Jabu? Hello? All right, it seems we have lost Jabu. Let us see if we can get him on another line. Let us take a quick break, and we take your questions on 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 0727021702. What are your experiences, either being the step parent who is full-time raising the child, or being a biological parent who sees your child occasionally? How are you navigating those boundaries? Because it can be tricky, it can be sensitive for both men and women.
APSA is a registered FSP.
Parenting and Parents on 702.
20 minutes after 2 o'clock, our Parenting and Parents feature. This is part 2 on our conversation around step-parents and step-children relationships. We're with Jabu Zwane, who is a relationship specialist, author development specialist, as well as a speaker. We take your calls on 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 0727021702. Jabu, I hope this line is better.
I think we are in a better line now.
There we go. So I was asking you before we went to the break, the scenario of the rules under our household, which is myself and my husband, Manga, and you being biological dad, Jabu, where we put a rule to say we don't want phones, but our child is like, dad, I really want a phone. And dad is like, of course, my child. How do you navigate those scenarios where the step parent is still a parent in the household, but it's kind of going to look like, why is this man overriding my decisions or not allowing me to be a parent?
I think, again, for the sake of the child, the ideal situation is for the parents to at least have some conversation. It would be ideal to have mature discussions around what would we like, how would we like to raise the child. At the very same time, though, it's important for the biological parent to create that bond and to exercise certain parental rights over their child and to give them what they want. And I would say, if there is no agreement of some sort, it must be very clear that when the child brings a phone at home, that that phone will not be used at home for the reasons and that the parents that they stay with have stated.
Mm.
Again, I mean, it's at the end of the day, inside your home, you don't want to feel like, as a parent, regardless of whether you step or not, you are being undermined, and your right or your ability to raise the child the best way possible is being undermined by a factor that is from outside the confines of your home.
Mm.
So I would say I would have a check with that. I would hope that they could have a chat. And if there's no agreement, ultimately, you as the parents staying with the children, you know what sort of order and harmony and the lessons, again, that you are trying to teach your child. And that should still be for the better, for the gain or for the well-being of the child.
Mm. I'm going to give you scenario number three, which I think might be more common than we think. And for the purposes of this conversation, because I'm using us as an example, it's going to be a stepfather, but we know it can also be a stepmother type of relationship. So scenario number three is that you, Jabu, as the father of our child, is not working or doing that well at the moment in life. And my husband is taking over all the responsibilities and providing. Now you, biological dad, want to do something special for your child's birthday. It's a wimpy date because that's what you can afford. But stepdad is like, we're going to throw this lavish Instagram-worthy party. And then biological dad says to me, is there a way that you guys cannot do this because I'm not at that level and I want my child to feel excited for where I'm at? How does one find that balance? Because finance can look like power, and in many ways it is.
You are absolutely right. In many ways it is. I would say, first of all, it's important that we don't make finance some kind of a power element. Both sides. The parent, me, I should be humble enough to understand that I have not, or I'm not where I want to be in life, and I should be able to allow my child to experience me for exactly who I am without having to depend on anybody else to curate an environment where I seem like I'm more than, or whatever it is that I may think, I may feel insecure about regarding my parenting with my child. I think my child has to be able to experience me in my own authentic self.
Mm.
On the other side, as a parent, I hope your husband, Mandla, does not look down on me and see this as a power move and display it that way. But at the very same time, it is also true that my son is part of that family and that that's his family, and he should be able to enjoy the privileges and the niceties that come with being part of that family. I cannot deny my son that purely because I'm trying to preserve my ego. I think it's a bit selfish and a bit immature, and it would require maturity on both sides of the parents to realize that ultimately it is about the child.
Mm.
Explain to your child as a biological parent where you're at. Ultimately, your child cares more about spending high-quality time with you than they care about the politics between you and their step-parent.
Definitely. All right, we've got a WhatsApp voice note on 0727021702.
Hi, Lebogila. I haven't, unfortunately, listened to the whole conversation, but I would just like to disagree with your expert there that the biological relationship is divine. I'm a 52-year-old person who was adopted by a wonderful woman, and if I had the choice again, I wouldn't want it otherwise. And I've never ever sought to find my biological parents. So certainly in my case, I don't believe that the biological relationship is divine at all. I think parenthood is something that is earned.
Thank you so much. And I think you may have missed the beginning of the conversation around the step parents and biological parents as opposed to a different context, but your message is noted. DK says, my partner denies the biological dad of my stepdaughter access to the child. For years, the biological dad just sees the child on the street. When I talk to my partner that what she's doing is wrong, we fight. She accuses me of not loving the daughter. Am I crazy? Or the bio dad is entirely to his daughter. I think we get the gist of what DK is saying there.
I think, look, at the end of the day, the parent that has been denied the privilege has to fight. They've got to fight to be in the child's life no matter what. And it's got to be very clear that they've got every intention. I am a bit wary sometimes when a biological parent says that I'm being denied the privilege and opportunity, especially if you've got access. If your child, you can see your child in the street and you know where your child is, you keep on going there, you go through the legal route, you get the rights that you need to get to be able to exercise them so that the other parent can be able to honor the need for the for our child to have me in their life. I think sometimes I hear this all too often, a bit convenient to say that you know, one parent is denying. Unless you've moved countries, unless you've moved provinces, even then, it is up to me as a biological parent to do everything that I possibly can to fight to be in my child's life.
And I mean, you don't have to have expensive lawyers. The family courts are there. And to remind everybody, access is not the same as maintenance. Those are two different courts. But those options are absolutely available to you. One says the biological dad cannot enjoy absolute rights over the child. He needs to ask the mom for permission before he buys anything for the child. That's from Lula. Ma, what are your thoughts on that? Because I think I don't 100% agree. I think it depends what it is. And hopefully there will be an agreement because a dad can't say, can I buy our child chips? You know, maybe if it's bigger purchases or outside of what's age appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, again, I should have, as a biological dad or mother, I should have the right to buy my child what I want. But obviously, if it creates some kind of tension between us as a family, the mature thing to do, again, is to have a discussion about certain things. For example, I mean, I wouldn't want to buy a child, let's say sweets and or something that they possibly may be allergic to or something that potentially, let's say if it's a smartphone, for example, and they're already having ADHD or any kind of situation where it puts them at a disadvantage, and then my right to buy my child what I want does not have served the purpose of raising a functional child and also protecting their well-being. So
yeah,
that's what I would say.
And I think in closing, a friend of mine shared a story of how, you know, she's raised her stepdaughter from when she was very small So the stepdaughter doesn't know a life outside of her being there. And she lives full time with the dad and the stepmom. And her heart is broken every Mother's Day because that acknowledgement is not there. In closing, can you share some encouraging words for the parents that do step up? The biological parents are still around and maybe on Father's Day or even important occasions like wedding days. You're not the one that's asked to participate and you're treated like you're outside, even though you feel like you love this child like your own.
Look, I would say this, you know, as adults, of course, we feel the pain and it's okay for us to hurt because we want to love and sometimes when we're denied the opportunity to love someone that is still there, as I said on our first conversation, it's somewhat of a grief. It's okay to hurt. But at the very same time as well, you know, kids are not as, they don't process things to the level that we do intellectually and otherwise. Mm. At some point when they're older, they will understand, they will remember what you have done and how you've been there for them, and they will sing your praises. Mm. And your consistency, your love, your care, your presence being there ultimately is what counts more than any of these things. And that's what children will remember. They won't remember the most expensive pair of sneakers that you bought them, or the name for that matter. Mm. But they'll remember your presence, they'll remember your words, they'll remember your love, they'll remember your warmth and how you made them feel. So ultimately, as an adult, keep on adulting and putting the well-being of the child above your pain, above your ego, above your confusion, and even some of your deepest desires to want to be present in whatever way you want to be there for.
Mm. Thank you so much, Jabu, for having this conversation. And to all the step parents, if you don't feel seen, we see you today. We recognize the love that you are giving, even though that relationship is not guaranteed for life. And we hope you keep doing what you are doing. Let us always look for healthier relationships in blended families.